Hey, it's your Thursday gutter, and I've got Paul Copey Cope, I've got Harrier, and I've got Josh Sexton. We're in the bowels of our Anfield Rap Towers in Zurich. Why do I think Zurich? Is it UEFA in Zurich? Yeah. We're in the bowels on a fucking hot day in Liverpool, and there's noises outside you may hear in the background, which we're theorising. Josh thinks it's barrels being dragged. I think it's an actual dragon, but you can make your mind
up. It's also not that warm today. Everyone's saying it's warm.
I've been walking in the hot sun where the flags are a-cracking underfoot. But enough of that, because you don't want to hear about that and dragons. You want to hear about Liverpool's midfield and what happens to it next. Wow. Where do we start with Liverpool's midfield? Liverpool, as previous listeners will know, are pouring cold water on the idea of a further midfielder coming in, although it's with a caveat, unless someone buys Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. So I think it all equals Liverpool are going to buy another midfielder at some point. Neil and me and John Gibbo were debating, I'll start with you, Paul, on a previous show, about if Liverpool were to buy another midfielder, what variety, what flavour of midfielder would that be? And John and I were unanimous in thinking it should be a 6-8, a Jordan Henderson type figure, someone who could screen the defence, but who could also run up and down the pitch box to box if need be. A typical Klopp running midfielder, I would categorise that as. Neil, ever the rebel, bless him, was saying, oh no, it's got to be like an 8-10 type of guy, a very attacky kind of variety, if we get any at all, said Neil. So I wanted to sort of explore, are we well stocked or poorly stocked in the attacking side of our midfield? I would say, I'm going to distinguish here from, I'm going to say the lads who could play in a two aren't the attacking 8-10 variety. So the lads who could play in a two in our team at the moment are Fabinho, obviously, Henderson, obviously, but also Thiago and Naby Keita. So I'm sort of parking them from the very attacking morph of midfielder we're going to discuss here. So we've got, therefore, this is a very self-serving argument, some might have spotted already. I think our very attacking midfielders number Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Fabio Carvalho. Now, is that enough to go into a season with? Arguably it's for one position, but possibly two, because City play with two of these type of chaps.